Dr. Bill Klunk is a clinician and researcher at the University of Pittsburgh, and he spent much of his career finding ways to see Alzheimer's in people's brains. Sometimes, he says, he likes to tell people about his dream last day on the job, that final day before he retires. And in the dream, he meets with Mrs. Smith in the clinic, and he says,
"You know, your testing does show some mild problems, you know, can't be sure, it might be something, it might not. We'll do some amyloid imaging and see if there's pathology in the brain."
In this dream, they do the scan, and things might look good. So he comes back to Mrs. Smith and says,
"Maybe this is just depression or anxiety or bad night's sleep."
Or maybe in this dream, they do the scan, and they see the known Alzheimer's protein amyloid beta building up in Mrs. Smith's brain. So Dr. Klunk says, "Don't worry.
We have a drug to treat it. And we have a method to see if that drug's working in you. And if the dose isn't right for you, we can change it until it does work, just like giving you a high blood pressure medication and monitoring your blood pressure. You'll probably live a long and happy life before any of this Alzheimer's stuff becomes meaningful to you." That's what I'd like to do the last day, close the door, feel good about having some role in the imaging development, and go home.
There is no such drug yet, and Klunk related this daydream in his office, surrounded by mounted freshwater fish, and drawings of freshwater fish, and happy sayings on small signs about catching freshwater fish. Here, it's easy to imagine that Klunk probably would enjoy his retirement days fishing.
"I don't think I'm going to be having that day for a little while yet."
When it comes to new Alzheimer's drugs, the most recent thinking is that it's important to get them into people early, even before symptoms, in order to stop the amyloid beta from building up in the brain. It's the amyloid that's known to turn toxic and eventually glob together and form Alzheimer's telltale plaques. Amyloid buildup is one of the earliest things known to happen in the course of the disease. But to test these experimental drugs, researchers need to do two things. They need to see the amyloid in the brain to determine who should be involved in a drug study, and once a study starts, they need to scan the brain on a regular basis to gauge if the drugs are working. So in the 1980s and 90s, as some researchers searched for drugs to prevent amyloid buildup, Klunk and his colleagues got to work on the brain imaging, and they found success.
What we thought we would have now in 2013, as we were doing the first human studies and seeing the nice results in 2002, was an effective anti-amyloid agent that would modify the disease process. But as of yet, we have no approved drug in that category. So the imaging technology has important uses, but it really, I think, is best described as sitting there waiting for its therapeutic partner.
Still, it's worth knowing that with improved testing in the doctor's office, combined with the new brain scanning techniques, the days of not being able to accurately diagnose Alzheimer's except in an autopsy are mostly gone.
So now we have a clinically approved amyloid imaging agent that if a doctor suspects their patient of having memory loss due to Alzheimer's disease, they can image the amyloid in the brain to see if it's there or not. And if it's not there, can be fairly certain that those symptoms aren't due to Alzheimer's disease.
In the Alzheimer's world, Klunk is something of a legend because he played a key role in developing what's called the Pittsburgh compound, a radioactive dye that shows amyloid in the brain during scans. The compound is chemically similar to curcumin, which essentially is a spice in turmeric. And one of the reasons it works so well is because it gets through the membranes that surround and protect the brain, called the blood-brain barrier.
Our life is a battle with the blood-brain barrier when you're trying to image anything in the brain, as the brain doesn't trust you to put the right things into your mouth or wherever else you inhale it or whatever. So it reserves right of refusal for anything that shouldn't be in it.
Klunk and his team were able to build upon previous research and get their curcumin-like compound past the blood-brain barrier. The compound was a major advancement in research. But some Alzheimer's doctors are frustrated. Last month, the federal government decided it will not pay to scan suspected Alzheimer's patients unless the scan is being used to see if someone is a good candidate to participate in a drug trial. But Dr. Samuel Gandy of the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York says wider use would give researchers more information about the disease, and there's value, he says, in affirming the diagnosis people get in their doctor's office.
mean, these things, they have an educational value for the public who still see diseases like Alzheimer's as mysterious. And perhaps the public would be more supportive if they understood what we were doing, and that if they saw that we were making progress, that now we have this scan, we can see the disease, and now we're developing these drugs to treat it. That strikes me as a good thing, but I can't prove to Medicare that it has a dollar benefit for them.
Gandy and Klunk know how important their research is. The number of people with Alzheimer's is rapidly increasing, with 16 million people expected to have it by the year 2050. If a way to effectively treat and delay Alzheimer's is not found soon, the nation will have to make some hard choices, Klunk says. Either reduce care for patients to save money, or let the economy self-destruct.
We need people to know that, what a terrible impending problem is facing us. Those who have seen the disease know how horrible it is. They, though, may not fully appreciate the numbers that are in the wings, who already have pathology in their brains as we sit here, and maybe 10 or 15 years before their first symptom. It's already amongst us.
Klunk says that finding a cure or preventative for Alzheimer's will be expensive. Drug trials are costly, and Klunk says they'll become even more so as most new experimental Alzheimer's drugs will need to be monitored for a long time, a year and a half, 2 years or more, to even see if they're working. So that's years of expensive drugs and brain scans at $3,000 or $4,000 a scan. But Klunk says if we don't spend that money now, we certainly will pay for it in the future. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran in Pittsburgh.